Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Market influencers, they are definitely the bright, shiny object nowadays. And when you think about it, they make a lot of sense in a marketplace where advertising is ignored. But just because something is popular doesn't mean the strategy will work for us. Before we go jumping in here with both feet, let's take a step back and look at what two things every sought-after influencer has. First off, an active, engaged community of folks who buy. Now, a lot of us have that first part. Plenty of likes and comments and engagement on social media. But those last three words, folks who buy, is the difference between a popular thought leader and an influencer. And yep, you better have the analytics to back that up. A possible next step? Test your community. Recommend something and see what happens. That right there will tell you how much and what kind of influence you have. Second, a solid platform. Now, this is one of those big differences between B2B and B2C environments. This is more important to us than in the B2C market, where having a distinctive style is enough to generate followers who buy because of likability. Bigger clients in the B2B world want alignment between us and them. And that goes beyond the analytics and the size of our community. It's about alignment and how our brands interact with each other. So we need to be crystal clear about how we communicate our role and contributions so buyers can make that assessment. Now, I know, I talk a lot about market influencer market segments, and there is money in there. That's why. But many of us can compete for that budget. We need to be brutally honest, though, about our assets. This is not the environment to get a reality check. These buyers are savvy and will ignore anyone they think is not ready for prime time. Let's not create that first impression. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.